Welcome to The Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
The year is 2045. Technology has jumped forward. We have entered the age of cybernetics. Imagine a world where humans merge with machines. This is our reality now. It is a time of great promise, but it is also a time of great uncertainty. This fusion of flesh and technology offers incredible advances. People with disabilities can regain lost abilities. We can enhance our strength, our senses, and even our minds. This technology has the potential to reshape humanity, but at what cost? The ethical implications are staggering. Where do we draw the line between human and machine? Will these advancements be used for good or for evil? These are the questions that keep us up at night. The future is uncertain. But one thing is clear. The choices we make today will determine the course of human history. At the heart of this revolution is Saigon Industries. They are pioneers in cybernetic technology. Their creations are changing the world as we know it. People once bound to wheelchairs now walk freely, thanks to Saigon's advancements. The company's mission is simple: to improve human lives through technology. Dr. Lena Quinn is the brilliant mind behind Saigon. She is a visionary leader. Her passion for her work is contagious. Dr. Quinn dreams of a world without limitations, a world where technology empowers us all. Under her guidance, Saigon has produced groundbreaking advancements in prosthetics, implants, and neural interfaces. Their work has given hope to millions, but it has also attracted attention from those with less altruistic intentions. Saigon's technology has the potential to change the world. It can be used for good. It can also be used for harm. The military sees the potential for cybernetically enhanced soldiers. Imagine soldiers who are stronger, faster, and more resilient than ever before. These soldiers could have a decisive advantage on the battlefield. They could be resistant to fatigue and pain. They could even be equipped with enhanced senses and reflexes. The possibilities are both exhilarating and terrifying. This duality is the heart of the dilemma facing Saigon. On one hand, their technology can help people. It can heal the sick and empower the weak. On the other hand, it can be used to create weapons of war. The decision of how to use this technology is not one to be taken lightly. It is a decision with far-reaching consequences. Dr. Quinn finds herself at a crossroads. Her life's work is being courted by the military. They offer funding and resources. But at what cost? Can she compromise her principles for the sake of progress? She knows the potential benefits of military collaboration. Increased funding could lead to even greater advancements. Imagine the lives that could be saved with even more sophisticated prosthetics and implants. The possibilities are endless. But the thought of her creations being used for warfare fills her with dread. She entered the field to heal, not to harm. The ethical implications weigh heavily on her conscience. Dr. Quinn is torn. She must decide if the potential benefits outweigh the risks. It is a decision that will shape the future of Saigon. Section 5. Voices of the people. The debate rages on. A town hall meeting is called. People from all walks of life gather to voice their opinions. The tension in the air is palpable.
Some argue that Saigon should collaborate with the military. They believe it is essential for national security.
Others condemn the idea, citing the potential for abuse. They fear a future where cybernetically enhanced soldiers become tools of oppression.
Passions run high on both sides. It is a microcosm of the larger debate gripping society. The future of Saigon, and indeed the future of humanity, hangs in the balance. Among the crowd is a young man named Marcus. He sits quietly in his wheelchair, listening intently to the arguments swirling around him. Marcus is a volunteer at Saigon. He is also a beneficiary of their technology. A car accident left him paralyzed years ago, but thanks to Saigon's advancements, he can now walk again.
When I first came here, I was desperate. I thought my life was over. But Saigon gave me a second chance. I can walk again. For that, I am forever grateful. But I also have fears. I fear a future where technology is used to control and dehumanize. We are not weapons, we are people. We deserve autonomy and respect.
His words resonate through the crowd. Dr. Quinn takes the stage. The room falls silent. She has made a decision. She announces a dual path program for SciGen. They will continue to develop life-changing technology for civilians. But they will also create a separate, tightly regulated division for military applications. This division will operate under strict ethical guidelines. Dr. Quinn assures the crowd that Saigon will not be creating killing machines. Their focus will be on defensive technologies and enhancements that protect soldiers' lives. She believes this compromise will allow Saigon to continue pushing the boundaries of innovation while staying true to its core values. Dr. Quinn understands that this decision will not please everyone, but she emphasizes Saigon's commitment to transparency. They will work closely with ethicists and community leaders. They will keep the public informed every step of the way. She believes that open dialogue is essential. It is the only way to build trust in this new era of cybernetics. Saigon will be a responsible steward of this technology. This is not just about technology. It is about people. It is about ensuring that everyone benefits from these advancements. The future is still uncertain, but there is hope. Cyborgs are not a threat to humanity. They are a part of humanity. They represent our resilience, our ingenuity, and our unwavering desire to overcome any challenge. In the years to come, cyborgs will play an increasingly important role in our society. They will be our doctors, our teachers, our artists, and our leaders. They will help us build a better future for all. The journey will be long and complex, but by embracing transparency, ethical decision-making, and the power of human connection, we can navigate this new frontier together. Cyborgs are not the future we feared. They are the future we are building.
The future military applications of cyborgs could revolutionize warfare by enhancing soldiers' physical and cognitive capabilities through advanced technology integration. These enhancements could include improved strength, endurance, reflexes, and even augmented reality interfaces for better situational awareness. Cyborgs may also be deployed in high-risk missions where human soldiers face significant danger, thus potentially reducing casualties. However, the integration of cyborg technology in military settings raises several ethical considerations. Issues of consent come to the forefront, as individuals may feel pressured to undergo enhancements for the sake of national service. There are concerns about the dehumanization of soldiers and the potential loss of personal identity as technology becomes more embedded in their bodies. Additionally, the implications of using enhanced soldiers in combat scenarios can lead to moral dilemmas regarding the nature of warfare and the value of life.
Thank you for joining us on the Lowdown podcast. Stay tuned for our next episodes, filled with captivating mysteries. Each story brings you closer to the truth. Don't miss out on the intrigue and suspense that awaits. Subscribe now for your next adventure.